We'll put Nick back into his little box for now, but we will come back to him again later when he'll give us a taster of the future of the Doctor Who range, as well as hearing what he and the fans had to say at this year's Bad Wolf convention in Birmingham. Now, there have been many guest stars in the Doctor Who audios over the years, one of whom is rather significant. During the recording of the Doctor Who Unbound story Exile in late 2003, Ian Farringdon spoke to guest stars Toby Longworth and David Tennant. It's not the best quality recording, but I'm sure you can bear with it.
It's not like working this, you know. I mean, because I've been a fan of Doctor Who forever, and I knew Toby, and it was him that got me involved in the first one I did by sort of letting the powers that be know that I wanted to, you know.
You still owe me for that.
I do, yeah, quite a lot of money.
Quite a lot of money, yeah.
Well, you're getting 10%.
Yeah, I suppose
that's true. So just being able, I mean, I'd do these full time if it was possible. It's just great, great.
I like the way you reined back on for free. That was quite good.
The first one we did, we were a sort of double act as well.
Yeah, that's right.
We were Nazis in that one.
I was the nice Nazi. He was the nasty Nazi.
Good Nazi, bad Nazi.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And then I was the new commander of unit, and now I'm a sort of old, slightly bizarre, slightly camp, farting Time Lord. So it's fairly, it's nice to get to, you know, try a few different.
No other fields you get asked to be to do that selection of things.
You can avoid typecasting an audio in the way that you can in no other medium, I suppose, in that you can. You know.
Absolutely, that's what I should have said.
Yeah.
You both played a role in the Unbound series before, actually, you touched on. Brimmick and Wood.
Colonel Brimmick and Wood of Unit. Yeah, he was a soldier, and no doubt a very good one, but not a particularly nice human being. He was quite harsh, quite in your face, and compared to Nicholas Courtney's Brigadier, who was also in it as a sort of a retired version of that character, he was sort of the antithesis of everything the civilized English soldier would be. He was Scottish for a start, and he was quite yeah, he was quite an in your face piece of work, but it was fantastic to do because it was with Nicholas Courtney, and it was with David Warner, and it was with Mark Gatiss, Sam Kiscart, and sorry, I didn't say that, and a fantastic script. It was great fun, and it was a real sort of rollicking adventure story, a real kind of action movie, which, again, is the antithesis of what we're doing today, but that makes it all the more fun, really.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the reaction to Birmingham Wood was that the character swore better than anyone.
Well, it was quite surprising when you come to it.
Do you get to swear?
I swore a bucket load. I mean, we cut some of it down on the actual day of the recording. We took some of them out, but I had a mouth like a sewer in it, yeah. Which is great.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great. There's some swearing in this.
And there's swearing in this one, too.
And it's you that does it.
I swear in this one too. Obviously, that's what they see me as capable of doing at Big Finish.
Scotch.
He's Scottish. They all swear up there.
Yeah.
You mentioned you've been a Doctor Who fan since before these CDs.
Mm.
God, it was enormous. My point was always that I was saying to you, it's the biggest Doctor Who fan in the world. I really, you know, mad for it. And at school, you know, people were into it. They just weren't into it. You know, I was really into it. And then I met some Doctor Who fans, and I realised that, you know, my slight interest in the series was just pitiful next to it.
But I mean, I'm further along the road than you are,
yeah.
I think. But no, I sort of fell off a bit, I think. I think partly to do with age and going to drama school and things like that, and sort of other things come in.
Girls.
Yeah, there was a bit of that, yeah. Not as much as I would have liked. I fell off around kind of when Colin Baker started. No reflection on him, it's just the way my life went, really. And then in recent years, I sort of got back into it again.
Mm.
But it was always slightly surreptitious because I never knew anyone else alive who shared this at all. And then I met Mark Gatiss began to think, sort of, you know, grown-up people, sort of, it doesn't have to be that secret. And coming here is just like, it's liberating.
What's the kind of feedback you get from Doctor Who fans now? You get fan mail at all, or people coming up to you in the street?
There's one guy that I've signed a Doctor Who thing for. Just one, I think. A chap called Graham. He's a very nice man, if he's listening to this.